stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
For yea, I call unto thee, the people of the earth, saith the Father God. I call unto you to hear my voice and to obey my commands. For I have come, and I have chosen those who are speaking to you.
Beware of that which is not of me, saith the Lord. For in these last days, that which you cling to will become an idol of worship.
The church has set its course, for there is that falling away, a departure to another gospel, which is not a gospel at all.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Brother Johnson, there are some who have been saying we should set aside a certain time each day for all of us to pray together. Now, I think that's a good idea, because the Bible says in Matthew 18:20, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." But we should all be in a prayerful mode at all times, 24/7. Acts 6:4 says, "But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word." Now you may think that's a hard thing to do, but really it isn't. If you are forever praising God in your mind, even when you wake from sleep, you can be singing praises. If you're in this mindset and you come upon something that needs prayers, you are already there and sending it to God. Besides, we'd all be praying at the same time then, because we'd already be praying. What a glorious world we'd live in, because God would be forever in our midst, and He will be someday soon. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
My, Sister Sharon, that sure is the true truth. Amen. Praise the Lord, my friends, as we expose the faults tonight. Are you ready to hear about the truth on the Prophecy Power Half Hour, getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead? And please know that the I Am has sent us unto you, amen. This True Truth God-ordained program is spiritual, and as such, we need your support in prayers, tithes, love gifts, and offerings. I believe one person can make a difference. So just think of what can be done if you partner with us. Please pray about becoming a Signs Radio Walk on Water spiritual sponsor. The need is great. This one-man, one-woman ministry needs your help. Write Box 122 today, won't you? Bless you, our friends. If you are supporting tonight's Wednesday night program, please mention that, because it is an important part of keeping Wednesday on through February. So when you write with a love gift for February, please tell us. This program is listener-supported. Each program must receive enough support to keep individual programs on the air. The first two Wednesdays in February were covered, but more is needed to pay for the rest of February. Now for another Last Days End Times quick Bible study from the original King James Bible, titled, Faith is a Substance. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Watchman comment, now faith, this verse tells us, has substance. And the meaning of substance is the real or essential part of any faith walk. Fear, my dear listening friends, has no part in a true believer's heart or life, because I always say, fear is the opposite of faith. Romans chapter 10, verse 17, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 14, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? My dear listening friends, the scripture does not say, how shall they hear without a church? No. It says, how shall they hear without a preacher? And that is what Brother Johnson is. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. So, my dear friends, when you hear the word preached, if your faith is not strong, the same preaching that blesses others when mixed with their faith may not bless you as much when mixed with your little faith. Matthew chapter 6, verse 30, wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall not he much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Matthew chapter 28, verse 6, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? My dear listening friends, the main reason for fear is a lack of faith, or little faith. Faith today is being destroyed by the continuing perversion of the Holy Scriptures, both in preaching and in publishing those scriptures. I am not a Philadelphia lawyer, but I have been led to understand that in order to copyright a new version of the Bible or any other book, at least 20% of that new version must be changed and different in wording. Now, it does not take a math expert to know that there are 5 20s in 100. So it should be easy for you to understand that after only 5 succeeding new Bible versions, 100% has been changed from the original on that 5th version, and that certainly has destroyed Yahweh's intent in the original scriptures, which changes the faith God first intended. That's right, faith is being changed by these, I call them, perverted versions. Though the original King James Bible, not version, but Bible, is not the Hebrew text, it certainly is the first text in English. So unless you can read Hebrew, it's the best and most accurate we have in English. Do you fear, my friends? Replace your fear with faith. Get an original King James Bible and read it. Pray over what you read, and the Spirit of the Lord will reveal true truth, true faith to you. One other thing you can do is to listen to a preacher like Brother Johnson who reveals true truth using an original King James Bible, not a new King James translation. I did not say Bible. The new King James is a translation of the King James, though it is a better translation than most other translations. Why? Because though it is a translation, it is only 20% change. But why settle for just 80% of God's true ordained word when you can have 100% in the original King James Bible? It was not copyrighted because it was not produced to make money. It was produced that all might freely have their very own Bible in the English language. Translations are produced to make money, nothing more. That's right, I said money, nothing more. They claim each version is made to better understand. But if each version is changed 20% or more, what, might I ask, is being understood? My. I'll tell you what. Change is being understood, and I believe that Yahweh has told me that the thing most being changed is faith, which is producing the fear in today's false churches and Christians of little faith. Again, I quote Matthew chapter 24, verse 13. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. So get right and get ready, for the day of the Lord is at hand. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I hope that helped. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 1:3.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, what shalt thou say unto the children? I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
Yea, saith the Lord, who has strength but the one that I give the strength to, saith God? For strength only comes from me. Strength in the natural is no strength at all. But strength in the spiritual is power, saith the Lord. Power to do awesome and mighty and wonderful things in my name. Wouldst thou do those things in my name, saith the Lord? Then commit thyself unto me, that thy strength may be manifest within you and within the kingdom of God. Draw closer to me. Do not look to the left. Do not look to the right. Do not turn back. For those who turn back are not fit for my kingdom, saith the Lord. But go forward. Go straight. Do not go in a circle. Do not walk to the side. But go straight, saith the Lord.
The church has set its course. Those for me. Those that are going the wrong way. For there is that falling away, a departure to another gospel, which is not a gospel at all. So fear not these things that must come. They cannot be avoided. You can be that overcomer, saith your Father.
My, oh my, while the false church has set its own course, true truth believers have also set their course. An anonymous supporter sent a $100 bill to help keep Wednesday nights on the air. That paid for Wednesday, February 6th, and most of tonight's program, but not all. Support, though, is still needed to pay for Wednesdays the rest of February. No matter which method by which you are listening to this program, none of the ways you listen are free. They need your support. Some have lost jobs, among other hindrances, and can no longer send in support. So if you do not regularly send signed support and you can afford to do it, will you pray and ask the Lord what He would have you send in to help, and then sit down and write your letter to Post Office Box 122 right away before you forget, and may God bless you for your faith. And please do not forget when you write to say you are supporting Wednesday nights. I pray, Lord, you will bless tonight's sponsor and also all those who help keep every one of your signs programs on the air. And also, Lord, I pray you will bless all those listening to this program. Please touch them with your true truth. Amen and amen. Please stay tuned throughout this program for a devotional at the end that will help keep you informed, titled, Is the Catholic Mary the Mary of the Bible? Now, the prophecy news behind the news with my Spirit-filled and Spirit-led biblical perspective you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Did you know the U.S. Department of Homeland Security just bought another 2,500 rounds of centerfire hollow point ammo? No wonder Walmart and other store shelves are empty. My, my, my. Now, what does that tell you about a possible takeover in America? Continuing. Psychiatry to label entire families with a mental disorder. In a stunning display of ignorance, researchers attempt to create a mental diagnosis, parental alienation disorder, that can be applied to entire families at once. I guess if you are trying to label as many people mentally ill as possible, you may as well begin with slapping a diagnosis on groups of people. Parental alienation disorder supposedly happens when parents engage in the common but unfortunate attempt to alienate children from each other. For example, a mother may complain to her own son that his father is a flake or a loser or a liar. The father may do the same in return, as both parents attempt to win the approval of the child. Continuing. You're probably aware that 230 people recently perished in a Brazilian nightclub fire, but did you know that most U.S. cities are also death traps with no escapes for the masses? My.
For yea, I say unto ye once more, the cities are not safe for my people. The cities are not safe for those who are mine. Run from them, leave them, for corruption abounds there. And the enemy has taken hold there like no place else. Leave the cities, saith the Lord.
Will you heed my prophecy warnings now? Continuing. Sheriff tells residents they should learn to use a gun. Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark Jr. has a message for residents. Learn how to use a gun. With budget cutbacks putting a strain on law enforcement, simply calling 911 might not cut it in the life or death situation, Sheriff Clark said. Citing recent budget cutbacks in a new radio ad, Clark said that safety is no longer a spectator sport. With officials laid off and furloughed, simply calling 911 and waiting is no longer your best option, Sheriff Clark adds. You can beg for mercy from a violent criminal, hide under the bed, or you can fight back. But are you prepared? Consider taking a certified safety course in handling a firearm, so you can defend yourself until we get there, the sheriff said. You have a duty to protect yourself and your family. We're partners now. Can I count on you? The sheriff asked. My. The last day signs, the end times. They sure are here. Continuing, U.S. courts have ruled that vaccines damage children. Quietly and without much fanfare, the Federal Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, or more accurately, the congressionally sanctioned Kangaroo Court, whose sole purpose is to shield the vaccine industry from liability for vaccine injuries, has essentially admitted that the vaccines cause autism. Two more children who developed autism following routine vaccinations have been awarded millions of dollars to help pay for the lifetime of specialized care they will need to address their injuries. Watchman comment, do you believe my prophecy-voiced warnings now? Continuing. Warning, warning. Many childhood vaccines contain aborted human fetal protein, DNA. Shocking. The National Vaccine Information Center, a nonprofit vaccine safety group, recently conducted an independent review of the contents of childhood vaccines and found that many of them are tainted with ingredients that would shock most parents. According to the manufacturer-produced package inserts included with each vaccine batch, many vaccines are made with shocking ingredients like aborted human fetal proteins, altered DNA material, and even genetically modified GM human albumin. My. Continuing. Vaccines were called into question in recent years due to a steady increase in cases of autism and other forms of neurological and brain damage among vaccinated children. As it turns out, there are at least 8, and of those, as many as 23 vaccines routinely administered to children that contain one or more of these questionable ingredients. And if the general public truly knew about this, there would likely be a massive vaccination fallout resulting in the complete collapse of the vaccine industry. Watchman comment, okay, now you know. What are you going to do about it? Continuing. The American city is dying. In an interview, Obama admitted that gun control was an urban problem. The reality of guns in urban areas are very different from the reality of guns in rural areas, the Obama said.
Yea, saith the Lord, look to the cities. Did I not tell you that the cities were not safe for my children, saith God? Did I not tell you to run from them? Soon you will see the cities begin to crumble. The authority system will crumble, saith God.
Do you believe my prophecies now? Continuing. Social decay plus illegal immigration plus poverty equal open war on the streets of America. What did you think was going to happen? Moral standards have been falling for decades. We have allowed massive hordes of criminals, gang members, and drug dealers to enter this country illegally. And thanks to our declining economy, our inner cities are being absolutely ravaged by poverty. Was such a combination really going to produce peace and prosperity? Should we be so shocked that we should now have open war on the streets of America?
Seek ye no longer the cities, says the Father. Stand not fast there. For in the cities is the corruption of the unholy one. For even from the beginning of time, the cities have not been a place for my people. Now the cities become even more immoral, more corrupted than ever before. It is time now to leave the cities. It is time now to go out from them, to go out from that which is not of me.
My, will you heed my prophecy warnings now? Continuing. Should we be surprised that Detroit police are now telling people to enter Detroit at your own risk? At this point, the FBI says that there are approximately 1.4 million gang members living in our cities. That number has risen by an astounding 40% since just 2009. Leave the city's prophecy. Will you heed my prophecy warnings now? Continuing. Obama pledges $155 million additional aid for Syrians, while USA Hurricane Sandy victims get just one-third of that. My. Obama said the latest aid package reflects America's commitment and support for the Syrian people and made it quite clear that the aid was humanitarian in nature. The relief we send doesn't say made in America, Obama said, but make no mistake, our aid reflects the commitment of the American people. Watchman comment, oh, Obama, does it really? My. My listening friends, I want to ask you a question. Do you have the courage to call my 24-hour record line and just say, no, I do not agree with an Obama? We should not give Syria $155 million. Okay, if you've got the courage, here's the number, and it will be repeated at the end of the program. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3-1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Have you got the courage to call that number and say, no, I do not agree with the Obama? We should not give Syria $155 million? My. I wonder how many will actually call and do that. Most of the time, very few do. It's one way to get your voice heard, don't you know, on Signs International Radio. Hey, I made a rhyme. Continuing. Arrest numbers signaled 9% jump in illegal immigration in 2012. Even as President Obama called for legalizing illegal immigrants, the latest numbers from the U.S. Border Patrol suggest that the flow across the nation's southwest border jumped by 9% last year. Border Patrol officials estimate that arrests are a good indicator of illegal crossings. So when the numbers go up, it means that the flow of illegal immigrants is going up as well. Watchman comment, well, for a change, that adds up to me. They're telling a little bit of truth there. However, truth and lies go on as usual. In his first term, Mr. Obama said he had fortified the border so much that it could now be deemed secure. My. Doesn't sound secure to me, does it to you?
You can even eat the dishes. Candyman candy, cause he mixes it to make the world taste good. Candyman.
Continuing. Team Obama bans junk food in school vending machines, but contraception pills are okay. Morning after Plan B pills, they're okay, aren't they? The Obama administration has approved a request by a college in Pennsylvania to sell the Plan B drug through a vending machine. Wow! The Food and Drug Administration will let Shippensburg University continue to dispense the morning after pill via a machine that is installed in the school's nurse's office. Watchman comment, this dangerous human baby killer pill via a vending machine? Now, do not tell me it will be supervised, because that's totally impossible 24/7. Not to mention, no prescription needed. My, oh my.
Candyman, Candyman, Candyman.
Continuing. Six population control quotes show that the elite truly believe that humans are a plague upon the earth. 1. CNN founder Ted Turner said, a total world population of 250 to 300 million people, a 95% decline from present levels, would be ideal. Number 2, David Rockefeller said, the negative impact of population growth on all of our planetary ecosystems is becoming appallingly evident. Number 3, Colorado State University professor Philip Cafaro said, ending human population growth is almost certainly unnecessary. Indeed, significantly reducing current human numbers may be necessary in order to do so. Number 4, Planned Parenthood founder Margaret Sanger said, all of our problems are the result of overbreeding among the working class. My. The most merciful thing that the large family does to one of its infant members is to kill it. And that is Planned Parenthood. My. Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Stay tuned for a devotional titled, Is the Catholic Mary the Mary of the Bible? My dear listening friends, science has only a few supporters, and I constantly struggle to pay for programming. So if you have not yet sent in help to keep science on the air, and you are able to send something, just pray and ask God how much support He would have you send, and then respond accordingly. I'm not speaking to those who are out of work and desperate and trying to get by. I'm speaking to those who can send. So when sending your check or money order or cash, if you wish to remain anonymous, just leave your return address off, then pray over it. God is able to get it through, amen? But be assured, unlike others, I do not send out mail asking for more money. If you are ready to write, here comes that address. Sharon and I would love to hear from you and find your letter in Post Office Box 122 this week. Signs spelled S-I-G-N. S. P.O. Box 122. Town is Lyle. Spell Lyle. L. I. S. L. E. State is New York. Just abbreviate N. Y. Zip 13797. May you be awesomely blessed for your obedience to our Lord. And please let us know if you are supporting Wednesday nights. Now, a devotional to help keep you informed, titled, Is the Catholic Mary the Mary of the Bible? Mary of Nazareth, as Jesus defines her, in the use of the term woman in regards to Mary. Nowhere in the New Testament is there found the occasion where the Lord Jesus called his human mother, Mary, mother. We only find that he called her woman. John chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, and John chapter 19, verses 25 through 27. John 2, 4 says, Jesus said unto her, Woman, what have I to do with thee? John 19, 26 says, When Jesus therefore saw his mother, that's the writer, not Jesus, and the disciple standing by, whom he loved, he saith, that's Jesus, said unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. These are distinctions given by the gospel writers, 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 and 21, that reveal Mary as the mother of Jesus' human nature. But again, the term mother was never used by Jesus himself when addressing Mary. We have absolutely no biblical record of that. Therefore, the answer to the question, is the Catholic Mary the Mary of the Bible? The answer is no, no. Jesus never called Mary, though she was precious in many ways, mother. He called her woman. Jesus never deified Mary in any way, as does the Catholic Church. Jesus would never have had a statue built of Mary to be worshipped. No, no, no. So definitely no, the Catholic Mary is not the Mary of the Bible. So, my friends, I may lose a few Catholic supporters over that, so maybe if you haven't supported Signs, it's time for you to start. Get ready, the day of the Lord is at hand. I will not compromise the Word of God. Get right with God while you still can. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen and amen. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now a preached altar call in a church service.
Come to the Lord now. Receive him as your personal Savior. Ask Jesus to come in your life. Make him the Lord of your life right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
My friends, support has slowed some because some have lost their jobs and can no longer give. If you can give, please pray. And please remember to tune in at 9 p.m. Eastern this coming Saturday night for a fresh new program on WWCR 4840. That's 9 p.m. Eastern. You calculate your time Saturday 4840. Here, my friends, are two letters that came to Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lyle, New York 13797. A listener in Illinois, Brother Johnson, 4840 has been spotty due to the recent solar activity. However, a more recent Saturday 4840 program came in loud and clear. Please continue to pray. Brother Johnson comment, My precious brother, I am continuing to pray for you as you have requested. Be ye blessed. And another letter from North Dakota. Dear Brother Johnson, Lord bless you. Jesus is returning soon. I have enclosed a small check. Sir, I am sorry it is all I can afford. I recently lost my job. I'm truly sorry I cannot offer more support to the program. Please pray for me. Brother Johnson commenting, My dear brother, I certainly will pray for you. Listeners, this is what I have been telling you about many losing their jobs. Yet this brother still sent something in faith, and may he be awesomely blessed for his faith. Listeners, will you pray with me for him? Father God, bless this brother and turn his situation around for your glory. Reach out and touch him by your Spirit right now with the reassurance of your love, dear Lord, for him. Jehovah Jireh, be his provider. Amen and amen. Now, my dear listening friends, I'm about to give you my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to write it down, or you can even dial it if you pick up your phone or your pen and paper and get ready. Here it comes. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6. Thanks for your letters and calls, our friends, and for being here with us tonight on Signs International Radio. As we all get ready to meet the Lord in the air, He is coming soon, don't you know? Signs listeners are the best, and we love to hear from you. Always remember, Signs Radio cannot stay on the air without your support. And also remember, my friends, you are loved. Either way, if you can or cannot support.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.